brings 18 gzeiros that we agreed with the house of Shammai is because there was no way that they were going to give in on it. It meant civil war. And therefore, the house of Hillel, following their usual custom of adapting and of uniting the people and of preventing war, accepted them upon themselves. However, Rabbi Eliezer crossed Rabban Gamliel, and he crossed him in matters of the authority of the Nasi, and he would not accept upon himself the authority of the Nasi, and in effect he wanted to continue in that generation the split between the house of Shammai and the house of Hillel. And Rabban Gamliel said, the time is over. It's a luxury that we cannot afford now. Whatever the halacha is, and that's what it is. And therefore, they put Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol in Cheirim. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer Shamutihu. Oh, you want to tell me about Rabbi Eliezer? Don't quote me, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's in Cheirim. And the Cheirim was enforced, that even Rabbi Eliezer's Talmidim, such as Rabbi Akiva, who was his Talmid, did not go within his Dalet Amos, did not walk next to him. And the Gemara tells us that they came to visit him on his deathbed, and he himself told them, you can't go farther than here. But he didn't give in. But he told them, the Cheirim is effective, you can't come in farther than this into the room. And when he died, so then Rabbi Akiva stood up and said, the Cheirim is over. So you're, I mean, it's the major leagues here. People of tremendous personal integrity. But Rabban Gamliel felt compelled to reinforce the position. If Rabbi Eliezer could break away, then other people would break away. And you would have again a chaotic situation. You'd have a Jewish people without central authority. You would have Chas v'Sholem two Torahs, three Torahs, ten Torahs. Everybody would be on his own. Jewish people couldn't survive. And therefore, he said, even the great Rebbe Eliezer in Cheir. And he was supported by Rebbe Yeshua ben Chananya and the other Talmidei Chachomim, even the Talmidim of Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol. Even Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol's own Talmidim supported him in the Cheirim. And the Cheirim, as I told you, was enforced, was valid. He was banned and put into anathema. Now, usually, we will see in the long history of the Jewish people, a Cheirim is usually a very counterproductive weapon. Most of the other times that charomim have been issued in Jewish history, it did more for the victim than for anyone else. It gained him sympathy, it gained him popularity, it made a cause where no cause existed before, and most of the times it was ineffective. It didn't work. There's no doubt, for instance, that Spinoza would not be Spinoza if they would not have put him into Cheirim. And that's true of many, many other things that happened in Jewish life. Till our day, right? There are all sorts of signs floating in Muncie, that instead of helping, that usually is counterproductive to the cause. Though it's very good for sign printers. But Rabbi Eliezer's Cheirim was a very effective Cheirim. And the Gemara tells us, the famous Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that they had a dispute in Halacha, and Rabbi Eliezer said, if I'm right, he said, then let the river run backwards. He did all sorts of miracles. And every miracle that he said came about. And Rabbi Yeshua said, it's got nothing to do. Lo b'shamayim. He said, I don't care. I really don't care what heaven thinks. Here we took the vote. You're going to do like us or not? not a question you